Has the team felt disrespected by not being the favorite?
You know, we feel a little bit of it, you know, and we using that as fuel, and we're going to go out there and execute because, you know, everybody that's talking got a job to do. They ain't never really been out there on the field, but overall, you know, we're going to go out there and do us, and we worried about what's going on in this room.
Doug Peterson was a little bit, I don't want to say quick or snarky, but he's feeling the pressure. It kind of feels like playoff football is different. Is that kind of mirroring what is the vibe of the team right now?
Oh, yeah, you got to turn it up another notch, you know, because everything is out there now. And, you know, we know who we are. We're 13-3. Well, we're 0-0 now. And, you know, everybody's going to give us their best shot, and it's win to go home. And you got to make sure that you turn it up just a little more. And all we talk about is being the best us we can be, 1 week at a time, one day at a time.
Brandon, they're 11-0 this year, the Falcons, whenever they score 20 points. Do you guys as defense know that, and have you used that as a benchmark? That you got to hold them under 20 to win?
I mean, I heard that when they was playing last game. I didn't know that. But overall, we go out there and we try to make sure that they don't get no points on the board. That's our goal, and that's every week. We go out there, you put it on our back as a defense to go out there and get it done, and that's the mindset. And we don't worry about what they did in the past because they got to come out and do it on Saturday.
What were your thoughts while watching the game on Saturday night?
You know, I knew the Rams made a lot of mistakes, and you know that, and we was like, you see what happened when you sometimes are the better team out there and you make mistakes, that you can get beat, and that's what I kind of took from it from that game watching it, and it just made me work harder to want to make sure I stay on my technique and make sure that I get people going because we need everybody.
Brandon, has the team felt like the fate of the how far you guys can go is on the defensive shoulders now?
No, I mean, you know, we got to put Nick and those guys in the best position possible. Special teams got to do the same. You know, it's all about field position, and everything is close. And one or two plays, we don't want to be saying that we want to have back. So we want to say that we made those plays in those moments, and, you know, we ended up getting propelled because of this. And we just work on the little things, and we just kind of let it take care of itself on Saturday.
You live for that kind of moment, being a defensive player, when the spotlight's on your side of the ball?
Oh, yeah. Like, you know, fourth quarter, like the Saints game, you know, you need a stop on defense. I live for the moments. You know, you got to make a play, got to get off the field, and, you know, we want it on our backs to be able to win the game because we know defense wins championships.
Brandon, you've been here since 2010. You're the longest tenured member of the defense, but you've never won a playoff game.
Mm-hmm.
What would it mean for you to do so this Saturday night?
Man, it'll be great, and it'll be heading in our direction, and it'll be one of our accomplishments as far as winning one game at a time, and the Falcons is up next.
Does that feel like a monkey on your back? I mean, literally, that you haven't won a playoff game here.
I just cherish this moment a lot more because you never know when you can get back. Like we talked about that. Selig was like, man, I haven't been back here in 9 years, you know, and it's just like you don't never know when you're going to get back. You feel you're going to get back because of the team you had the previous year, but you got to take advantage of what's right now. And I think that's our mindset, and I'm excited to, you know, be able to go out there and compete. And I mean, when we go out there and do our thing, you know, then we'll talk about after that.
Matt Ryan's a guy, he's not known as a running quarterback, but he can still, like, you know, escape pressure and make plays with his feet. You know, how much are you aware of that, and how do you kind of slow him down?
We just got to go out there and just – it's not like he's Michael Vick, but, you know, we got to go out there and we got to play good team defense. And, you know, they got a bunch of weapons. You got to stop their run. They got a two-headed monster in the backfield. They got a good offensive line. I mean, Julio Jones is Julio, you know, and you just got to go out there and read your keys and play technically sound. And I think, you know, that's what we've been worried about. I mean, you know what I'm saying, worried about, and that's worrying about our technique and our effort, because we got to rally to the ball. We got to get numbers to the ball because, like I say, they running backs are really good. They break tackles, and we got to be a good tackling team.